Hello there, Margarita here, mindset mentor and light worker from Pitbull. And today I'm talking about, I'm actually going to share with you a story that will illustrate to you how success and abundance and your journey to achieving it really works. So a lot of people have this romanticized idea that if they just get the right magic pill, that they're going to achieve wealth and success overnight. And that's not how this works. You can certainly start to get terrific results straight away and see a shift in your abundance and your mind and your success when you shift your mindset, when you release the stories, the belief systems that are blocking you from experiencing the abundance that you have been creating for many, many, many years. And it's actually waiting for you in your vortex, as Abraham Hicks would call it. And you can start to see results by simply shifting those belief systems by using, of course, if you know me, you know my favorite tools are emotional freedom technique and sound healing. But your long-term vision. So in the short term, you can get pretty good results. In the long term, they say that we can achieve, and I know that we can achieve far more in the long term than we can possibly imagine. But we overestimate what we can achieve in the short term, and we underestimate what we can achieve in the long term. So we have this yesterday kind of mentality, whereas we have to achieve exactly everything that we want yesterday or in the shortest possible time, which fosters and breeds disappointment, anxiety, stress, and most people give up because when they take action, they don't get the results that they want straight away. They don't achieve the overnight success. They get disappointed and they give up. When if you take a long-term approach, this is a marathon, not a sprint. When you take a long-term approach to your ultimate success, you can achieve far more than you can possibly imagine. And I want to share a story with you. I'm going to be really authentic and really honest with you. And I'm going to tell you a story about my own journey in the last 18 months. So about 18 months ago, I had a little bit of a dark night of the soul with my business. And it was a real turning point for me because I used to have the Conscious Wealth Institute, and it is still an entity out there because I built quite a lot of momentum and a lot of people around the world, tens of thousands of people around the world had come to know me as the Conscious Wealth Institute, and I had built a relationship with the people around the world knowing me as the Conscious Wealth Institute. But last year, I reached a stalemate. It was stagnating. I was stagnating. No matter what I did, no matter how much energy I poured in, it was like it was going into this black hole. And I really felt exhausted and I was over it. And I hit, I had a bit of an emotional breakdown. It wasn't a breakdown as such, but it was just an emotional. I was done. I had had enough. I couldn't do it anymore. I couldn't see how this was going anywhere, and I wasn't getting the results that I wanted. And I just threw my hands in the air, and I actually went, "That's it. I'm not doing this anymore. I'm getting a job. I'm done. I'm obviously not meant for this." I told my coach. I sent an email to my coach and said, "That's it. I'm going back. I'm getting a job." Now, he knew that that wasn't going to last. He didn't say anything. He just went, "Okay, well, you know, call me if you need me." But he knew that I was never going to go back and go to a job. Even if I did go to a job, it was never going to last because I am not a job kind of gal. Working for somebody else does my head in. I have tried it. I tried it for years. Didn't work for me. Basically soul destroying. But I just backed away for a couple of weeks. I just backed away and went, "I'm not doing this anymore." I was emotionally, mentally spent. And because I was in it, when you're in it, it's really hard to see what's going on. But what was going on was actually amazing. Because I backed away from the vehicle that was never going to get me to where I wanted to be. It was never going to allow me to have the impact that I wanted to have because it wasn't my true identity. It was repressing who I truly was. Now, there's a whole story around how I rebranded from the Conscious Wealth Institute to Pitbull. They are worlds apart. But somebody made a comment to me one day when they saw me coaching, and they said, "Oh my God, what do you call your business? Pitbull coaching." And they were impressed by my coaching style because it was so direct, it was so laser focused, and it really got to the core of the problem for the person I was working with so quickly, and reframed everything for them and all this stuff. And I, you know, this was out in the public somewhere. I just happened to launch into coaching, and this is what came through. And when this person said to me, it was a guy who used to have a coaching school, he said to me about Pitbull and what do you call your business, Pitbull coaching, there was a part of me that really resonated with that. Now, it was really difficult for me, and there's a whole big story about how I had to release my attachment to the Conscious Wealth Institute. This story is going somewhere, by the way, but I had to, so stick with me. I had to release my attachment to the Conscious Wealth Institute, and I had to then embrace this new brand, Pitbull. My business is now Pitbull, and my website is Pitbull Mindset, and I had to embrace this whole new version of me. But what this brand allowed me to do was to be all of me and to show up as all of who I am, not as a shadow of who I am, because I am not a soft, fluffy light worker. I'm very direct. I like to get in, get the job done quickly. I don't muck around, and I'm here to make a big impact. And I couldn't really do it with the Conscious Wealth Institute. I had outgrown it. So I had to grow into Pitbull. I had to embrace the Pitbull brand. And let me tell you, that took time. There was a whole lot of grief letting go of the Conscious Wealth Institute, which I had adopted as a part of me and my identity, and I was in love with it. And all the work that I had done, all the work that I had put into building the Conscious Wealth Institute, just to let it go. Because when I took my energy away from the Conscious Wealth Institute, guess what? It began to die. And all the momentum that I had built started to fade. So I then had to refocus my energy and start to build a whole new brand, which I did toward the end of 2015. And it takes a while to get momentum. All the time, I am reevaluating who I am. I am letting go of who I thought I was and stepping into a bigger version of me. And that is a process in and of itself. Constantly doing the personal development work, giving myself permission to expand into a new version. And that can be a very difficult part of the process. But EFT and sound healing and the other processes and the work that I do has always been there for me along the way. And this is what happened last night that was absolutely amazing. So over the last few years, I've networked around the Gold Coast in Australia, Queensland, Australia. I've met some beautiful, amazing people, some incredible people, including some incredible women, very powerful women and successful women. And I've fostered relationships with them. And I went to an event last night, which was a launch. It was a launch of an incredible social enterprise by one of these powerful women whom I know. She's done amazing work all around the world. She's a social entrepreneur, and she's had a tremendous impact launching so many projects all around the world to help those who are less fortunate and to improve their lives. And this woman has now launched this year, and she went through a dark night of the soul at the beginning of this year too, by the way. She went through a much tougher time than I went through, reevaluating herself and reinventing herself. And she has now launched an incredible social enterprise that she intends to actually transform charity as we know it, because charity as we know it is unsustainable. It is resource hungry, and to help them to transition into social enterprise, which is self-sustaining, and can help to help and help a lot more people in the world by a whole new model. And she's reinventing the model entirely. She's introducing a new paradigm, and for businesses as well. She's going to teach this as she builds her own business. She's documenting the whole process and will teach business to become social enterprise, to become community focused, and to have a much bigger impact in the world. This is a massive vision, and this woman is a powerhouse. She will do it, and she has a great team behind her. So I went to this launch last night, which is very exciting. I'm so excited to be witnessing this and to be a part of the unfolding of this. And I saw many of the women that I know there, and one in particular who I met 5 years ago, and we connect on a regular basis. And but we hadn't connected for a while because she'd been off doing stuff all around Australia and around the world and stuff. And I met her last night and I told her what I was doing with the 21 Days of Tapping Into Abundance program. So this is a free program. If you haven't joined the 21 Days of Tapping Into Abundance program, the link is below this podcast. And I'll tell you the link at the end of this podcast if you want to join it. But it's a free program. It took me I had the idea 3 months ago. It took me 6 weeks to put it together. I launched it 6 weeks ago to a small group of people, and the results have been extraordinary. I am so pleased with the results that people are getting from this free program. And I'm thrilled that I'm able to bring this to the world, and I am launching it now to the world to have a much bigger impact. And I was explaining all this to her, told her what it was, 21 days of free videos all about abundance, tapping videos, EFT tapping videos, all about abundance and shifting mindsets about abundance. And her eyes lit up and she just went, I love this so much. And she said, I want to send it out to my database. Now, this woman has a database of 20,000 professional people. 20,000 professional people who have probably, very few of them would have been exposed to the power of EFT and of the work that I do. So I am getting the opportunity to reach a whole new sector of people and have a positive impact on these people who I never would have had the chance to reach before if it weren't for my connections, if it weren't for my dedication to this process and to the evolution of me and my business and the impact that I want to have in the world. And at the end, it was effortless. So I've done all the work to get to this point. But at the end, this was effortless. I don't have to do anything. All I have to do is put up a landing page for her to gift it as in her email this week to her 20,000 database. Now, I don't know if anything will come of this. There are never any guarantees, and it may yield nothing for me. But what an incredible opportunity. Unbelievable. And this is because I was dedicated to my long-term vision and the impact that I want to have in the world, and being the best that I can possibly be. So I want you to take this on board and know that you can achieve far more in the long term than you can possibly imagine. Absolutely, you can get traction on your results and you can start seeing better results in your life quite quickly when you use these powerful techniques like emotional freedom technique, sound healing, peace process, instant miracle technique, all the other stuff that I do. But be very committed to having a long-term impact and creating a sustainable future for yourself and sustainable results and leaving a legacy that you can be proud of when you finally leave this planet and this life, because that is the most rewarding, satisfying thing you can possibly do. So, as I said, the 21 Days of Tapping Into Abundance program, is the link is on the below the podcast. But if you want to go to Pitbull Mindset, Pitbull as in the dog, mindset.com/abundance-tapping, you can join the community there. You can get access straight away to the 21 videos. There's actually more videos because there's other things as well, but there's 21 EFT tapping videos all about abundance that are going to shift various blocks and belief systems and thought patterns that you have to transform your results. And it's not just going to transform your results with abundance in money. It's going to transform your life in so many ways, which is what I'm already seeing with the community over the last 6 weeks. So I look forward to seeing you in the Tapping Into Abundance community. I really hope that you've gotten a lot out of this story of mine today. Take care. Have an exceptional day. And I look forward to sharing another podcast with you very, very soon. Bye for now.